When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Dungeons and Dice is brought to you this week by ExpressVPN. So we know how ExpressVPN protects your privacy and security online, but here's something you might not know.
Okay.
You can use ExpressVPN to unlock movies and shows that are only available in other countries.
Oh, we're allowed to talk about that?
Yes.
That's all I use it for.
Yeah,
that's legal?
Yeah.
Yes. Matt always talks big game about the UK office.
I talk big game about it.
And why is the UK office better than the US office?
I mean, why? How is it not?
You had a really elegant, I thought, breakdown of exactly why you think it's better.
Well, for a VPN, I would say the reason that you should use this VPN to watch the UK office rather than logging onto whatever streaming platform has the dumb US office on it is that if you want a show that actually where a bunch of people actually act like they're on camera and have are real personalities instead of a bunch of like...
I just want you all to know that as Matt's saying all of this, I'm looking right at the camera like Jim from the American office being like, get a load of this guy, right?
If you haven't seen the UK office, go ahead, log into your VPN and go check it out. It's only 12 episodes plus a Christmas special.
ExpressVPN lets you control where you want sites to think you are located.
Ooh, that's fun.
So you can choose from over 100 different countries.
I only ever think of this scene in GoldenEye where they're trying to find Boris and like his little things bouncing around all over the place and like the GoldenEye laser is going to get them. Do you guys remember that?
Yeah.
That's what a VPN is, in case you were wondering.
But you can't use it to cheat on your wife. Your wife will not think you're in a different location than you actually are.
Also,
so don't even try to do it for that.
Unless you're cheating on your wife with K-dramas. Use ExpressVPN to watch K-dramas off South Korean Netflix, or you could use Hulu, BBC iPlayer, anywhere you want it to be. You can be there. Hundreds of VPNs are out there, of course, but the reason we use ExpressVPN is because it's very fast. No buffering, no lag, you can stream in HD, no problem. Also works on all your devices, phones, media, consoles, smart TVs, and more. So watch what you want on the go or on the big screen. So if you want to get access to hundreds of new shows, use our link right now, expressvpn.com/dungeonsanddaddies, and you can get an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN for free. That's expressvpn.com/dungeonsanddaddies. expressvpn.com/dungeonsanddaddies to learn more.
I have to tell you about this game-changing product I use before a night out with drinks. It is called ZBiotics. ZBiotics Pre-Alcohol Probiotic Drink is the world's first genetically engineered probiotic. It was invented by PhD scientists to tackle rough mornings after drinking. Here's how it works. When you drink, alcohol gets converted into a toxic byproduct in the gut. It's this byproduct, not dehydration, that is to blame for your rough next day. ZBiotics produces an enzyme to break this product down. Just remember to make ZBiotics your first drink of the night. Drink responsibly, and you'll feel your best tomorrow. I was going to a fancy dinner. One of those ones where they pair wine with stuff, and I always feel left out. It's just, it's like you're spending so much money in the first place, and you're like, well, they did spend all this time to make the wine, like a whole thing, and I'd like that. I'd like to try that. The vision of this artiste in the kitchen. However, I have some of this product for free. They sent it to us, so I tried it before this social outing, and I suffered not from my usual ill effects. I still think, though, I overpaid. Like, on the whole, it just is a lot of money for one meal, That's all I'm saying. Vacations, weddings, birthdays, and reunions. Oh my, there's so much going on. Get the most out of your spring plans by stocking up on pre-alcohol now. Go to zbiotics.com/dungeons to get 15% off your first order when you use Dungeons at checkout. ZBiotics is backed with a 100% money-back guarantee, so if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Remember to head to zbiotics.com/dungeons and use the code Dungeons at checkout for 50% off. Thank you, ZBiotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times.
Dungeons and Daddies is a rowdy, horny, violent podcast for grown-ups. Content warnings can be found in the episode description.
Coming straight out of hell, and I've been doing shitty. Got erection because my tummy hurts. It started out with a piss, sounded it end up like this. There was never a piss. Still hurts, and it's all up to me, but my friends are bored.
Welcome to Dungeons and Daddies, not a BDSM podcast, a PDSM podcast. That's right, it's a piss podcast, everyone. We talk about pee all the time, every episode, talking about pee, urination. It's an obsession of ours. We love it. It's the only thing that keeps us going. It gets me up in the morning. First thing I do when I get out of bed, I piss a big old pot of piss right in my old porcelain throne. And that's what we all do. That's right. We're just piss machines here. We also play Dungeons and Dragons on the side.
Right before this, we were like, why didn't we get invited to the Dungeons and Dragons Honor Among Thieves premiere when all the other podcasts did?
It's because we're not a D&D podcast.
Matt Mercer won't talk about piss on his podcast, but I will, so fuck him and fuck you too.
What's he hiding?
Really quick though, do you all pee first thing when you wake up now?
Yeah.
Of course. Okay,
I cool. even wake up in the middle of the night to pee.
Down. Yeah. Slow down. What do you mean?
That's how much I love it, yeah.
Dude, I can't even sleep 6 hours straight without getting a piss session.
That used to not be the thing. Like now
before
I do.
The pandemic, you didn't pee?
No, I peed, but not first. First thing when I woke up, I like fucking pull out my Switch and like play a few games or
what?
Something.
What? Do a game before pee?
Yeah, but up until
wild.
Like 30.
What?
Once I hit 30, now I go straight to pee. Yeah, dude, I don't have to start right away. I got stuff to do before
your
I got
pee.
Your
body actually wanted to pee the entire time, but your gamer gene just overwrote
gamer
it.
I'd
fucking go up and get like coffee before I peed in the morning.
That's insane.
What the fuck are you
talking
about?
Since
now.
I was a child,
not
pee
now.
First thing when I woke
Same.
Up.
Not now. Now
we're gonna. I'm gonna have Ashley do a Twitter poll.
As a healthy prostate having young man, I peed first, and now I pee first, and now I pee when I'm asleep as well.
Yeah.
That's
I
all.
Also wake
I
up.
Don't have any of those things, but I pee all the time.
Okay, all right.
You're in it for the love of the game.
I
love of the
really
game.
Am.
Freddie's right.
It's
we are obsessed with pee.
Project for me.
My name is Freddie Wong. I play Taylor Swift, the rock and roll ranger of the group.
I do have to pee, but I'm going to try to hold it in for the rest
God,
of this
the
recording.
The rock and
okay?
roll ranger of the group?
Oh, now, you know, I mean, he met Glenn now. Now
oh,
he's
okay.
getting some of that vibes rubbed
That's
off.
Yeah, he and Glenn really hit it off. Yeah.
I think in his mind they did. Taylor's teen fact for this week. Irrespective of, we don't know which way this is going to be a Buck Wild episode. I'm feeling my fucking bones. I don't know which way this episode is going to go. However, I would just like to establish canonically that Taylor has never seen an anime adaptation or the Pixar movie Onward. That's all. Just specifically, anything that might happen.
With a father figure,
with a father
severed
figure,
legs.
Severed legs. It's new. It's all new.
Onward didn't make it, huh?
It didn't make the canon.
That classic.
Also kind of didn't make it in real life.
Yeah. The dinosaur did. Weird. But, you know. That's all I got.
My name is Matthew Arnold. I play Lincoln Lee Wilson, the schooled at home soccer kid, protective paladin in the group. Super simple fact about Lincoln. I just realized that I said brunch was his favorite meal. I don't think I ever said what his favorite snack is. And he is a snacky boy. He does love. He does not love Charleston Chews, though. His favorite snack. And he's been on withdrawal of this for a while because he's
celery
ran out.
With ranch dressing.
Piss.
Nope.
Spaghetti.
Nope. Chocolate covered. Espresso beans. Meat. He is
Ooh,
hyped up
chocolate covered
all
espresso
the time.
Beans? This explains
all
so much.
All the time. He loves them. He doesn't like coffee, but
no
he loves...
he's been such a cranky little boy
he's
lately.
He's a little cranky now. He's been out of that caffeine. He needs that caffeine. He doesn't know that he's addicted to caffeine, but he's very... He also has a headache right now. Very bad headache.
He's been taking a lot of naps, and he's a huge headache all the time.
You know how you have those like little... like Freddie has one, like a little thing on your keychain to hold pills?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that, but
stop,
espresso.
Stop.
Freddie does,
stop.
Freddie does it for
hard
other
stop.
Reasons.
Hard stop. I need to clarify. That is for my earplugs because places can get loud and hearing damage is permanent. What you said there, Matt, makes me sound like I'm a fucking
no.
user.
Lactate or any number of things. Freddie, this is 2023. People have anti-anxiety pills in their little pill things. People got non-drugs.
In their waterproof drug container.
Freddie's gonna lie to that party drugs with his ear. Oh yeah. I wonder where you gotta use those earplugs. At the loud library, you fucking liar. Going to raves. Anyways, espresso beats.
Hi, everyone.
Beats.
I'm Will Campos. I play normal oak. Perpy, peppy, pippy, chirpy, chippy, scoopy, doopy, doopy. Doopy school spirit mascot.
Oh,
kid.
He had a stroke.
He's down. Will's down. Fun fact about Normal this week. I think I've mentioned that he's only on Pinterest. That's mm-hmm. his only social media. He does follow, like, Pinterest is really big with those return guys that have, like, the fucking Greek statue fucking avatars. They're like, I'm the cultural critic or whatever. Do you guys know this?
No.
I'm doing a reference
about?
For nobody.
What are you talking about?
This is really,
you're talking about the secret white supremacist?
The fucking losers on tour. I was like, well, this is what they took from
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah,
it's
secret
like,
white
fucking,
supremacist.
Okay. But then there's, like, the low-key ones who are like, you know, like, oh, well, like, you know, remember when buildings used to have columns?
Oh, yeah.
No, like, they used to do Renaissance painting, so,
yeah,
like,
you're just like well,
Normal
in
follows
this
a lot of those
white.
Guys on Pinterest, but, like, now their whole return thing is, like, about, like, returning to, like, when men look like K-pop stars. Like,
oh, nice.
Because
okay.
it's, like, the timeline's moved up. So,
wow.
you know, Normal's
wow.
like, man. Things to, and all the fascism goes right over his head. He's just like, that's kind of fun. Like, it's like an old school aesthetic. I could get into that.
Maybe I should have made Normal the one getting indoctrinated by
I was, no joke, when we were doing the pizza stuff thing, if you had gone in a more Warhammer direction, with like Papa John's, I was gonna have Normal's whole thing be like, these uniforms are great. Look, they're marching with such perfect order.
Oh, wow.
Meeting your mom, I feel like Normal would be susceptible to joining a group.
Oh, yeah. Let's hear him out. Joining a group and then also, like, moving in rigid lockstep to music. Yeah. That's more fascist than not fascist.
Not listening to them is kind of its own form of fascism.
Wow. I'm Beth May, susceptible to cults in real life, and I play Scary Marlo, who is a goblin.
She's scary again. She's not boo.
She just cast Fireball.
Yeah, I can't. Yeah,
who
just can't boo.
Is a goth punk seeker of darkness who's not like the other warlocks. Fun fact about Scary this week is that up until like 6-7 months ago, maybe a year at the outer reaches of time, for the last like year or so, all of her teacher's comments at the bottom of the report card have been exactly the same for every teacher. Before that, they used to kind of vary, like, oh, Scary doesn't do well in math, but she's a good listener, or oh, Scary needs to not, you know, speak up so much because she is very opinionated, but otherwise a pleasure to have in class. But now they all just say a pleasure to have in class, because there's definitely some sort of violent coercion going on with the teachers from Scary. She's definitely threatening them in some capacity.
You're saying that Scary is compromat on every teacher?
Every teacher.
She finds their alt accounts. That's what you're saying. She knows all the teachers' alt accounts.
Yep.
They're all about statues being cooler back in the day.
Can I do some personal promo too?
Yeah,
of course.
I, Beth May, not Scary, I have a poetry album coming out. It's going to be coming out like 3 days after you hear this episode. So it's April 14th and it's called Sunday Scaries. No relation to my character in this podcast, but it's a cool little poetry album. I've been working really hard on it for a long time and I'm so excited about it. You can get it on any,
Really quick. What is a poetry album?
So I do spoken word, which is like poetry, but you say it because you're obnoxious. And then it's also got like some cool music. I've been working with this producer, Blaine Stark, and he's amazing. He's a hip hop producer.
You'd have to be with a name like Blaine Stark.
I mean,
fucking
yeah,
he's name.
Great. And I think it sounds really unique for a spoken word album. And a spoken word album is just a poetry music album.
So, but Beth, you've been working on this album for a while, right?
A while, yeah.
And yet, you've only been playing Scary for a couple years.
That's true.
And you did name your character Scary.
I did.
So it seems like this could be long con cross-promotional strategy.
Yeah, you're right.
She's just trying to get money for daddy stuff without involving us.
Yeah, you're just trying to, like, we should be getting a cut of that album. That's what I'm saying.
No, it just means that you should release a fucking Normal Oak poetry album.
And plus it's gonna be like on all streaming platforms, which means I'm not gonna get like basically any money for it anyway, so it'll be fine. But like,
Tidal?
Whatever,
you gonna be on Tidal?
What's that?
Jay-Z's
streaming music platform, Tidal.
Listen, if I can get there via DistroKid, I'm sure that it will be there.
It will likely be on Jeremy Renner.
I will be on the Jeremy Renner app as well. That's Sunday Scaries coming out April 14th.
Congrats,
Beth. Thank you so much. I'm
also
so excited.
Beth, none of us have gotten advanced preview copies yet.
Just check your emails like tomorrow. And then just leave me alone.
Beth didn't ask for a blurb, but I did give her one, and I didn't see it on your Instagram post. So
I'm Anthony. I'm your dad.
Hey, Dad.
Hello.
So I guess this is not dissimilar from the promotion that we just heard, but I've realized that if the EGOT exists, then its inverse must also exist. And I think I'm well on my way to getting that.
The inverse
EGOT is you have to have written in 4 different culturally despised art forms and then not win an award for any of them.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
So I believe
that,
in my opinion, that is video games, podcasts, porn, and
despised, sure.
Comics.
Comics.
Oh. Video games, podcasts, porn, and comics.
I thought you were going to say like YouTube, like streaming.
No. Because you got Mr. Beast, he made people not blind again, because culture loves that.
Okay.
But yeah, so somebody reached out being like, hey, how do I write in video games? And he said that, like, oh, I write gay porn right now. I would like to maybe, you know, trade upwards and do video game stuff. And I was like, I will tell you literally everything you need to know if you tell me everything about gay porn. And we talked a little bit about it. And then I basically ended the conversation by being like, hey, if your boss ever needs, like, you know, somebody to just give you a script for free. And he was like, okay, I'll ask him. And his boss was like, yeah, hell yeah. I got a script. I don't have to pay anybody. So I've written.
Talk about working for exposure.
Yeah.
Hey.
So I've written a script. They asked me repeatedly, what pseudonym would you like to use? I said, Anthony Birch.
Yeah, motherfucker! Oh my god!
I love that.
So yeah, if it gets produced, I will let you know. I will link to it on my Twitter.
Oh, I'm so excited about this.
Yeah, me too.
How long's the script?
The script is 8 pages. In the middle, there's a part that says they do the sex now.
Okay. So it's like
I didn't have to direct how they have sex. It was the context.
That's actually the first thing I look at in the game porn.
It is not dissimilar from writing for video games. It's like, this is the setup, this is the payoff, and in the middle,
Gameplay.
So when we last left you, Scary was about to leave the group to go join Willy, but you, after kicking her out of the group, were like, wait a second, maybe we shouldn't let her go to go to Willy, and you tried to block her from leaving. And Scary lost her temper. Well, maybe not lost her temper. That makes it sound like she's hysterical.
Scary made the
logical and much mulled over decision to cast Fireball at you at its highest level.
And we didn't want to just not let her leave. It was more like, she is now the enemy, so we were like, she can't leave, in the same way that if you're James Bond and Alex Trevelyan or whatever is there.
Trevelyan,
god damn it.
Yeah, Alex Trebek
is there. You gotta stop him from getting to Jeopardy. Yeah, we're like, no, we can't have a competing spy trying to get that information.
This secret agent is about to get killed under my watch.
Yes.
Who is what? James Bond?
Correct!
Also, what happened was Taylor and Nick had come up with a plan to strand Scary in the International Space Station by opening a portal.
On paper is a very good idea.
But Scary quite reasonably second-guessed your plan, realized that it was a portal heading to the International Space Station, hit Nick with poison mist, and Nick accidentally knocked his head on the inside of the International Space Station, caused a crack in the window, and when unconscious was caused his portal to close and bisect him. He's a demon, so he may not be dead. He may be dead. Who knows? Either way, no one on Reddit's going to like it.
Gotta love all the bisexual representation on this.
You're on top of these puns.
Wow, William!
You've been missing out on fuck puns this whole season. Oh, also, everybody has leveled up because you broke the second anchor. I forgot to mention that last episode, so you were leveled up again.
We leveled up off camera, off mic.
Sometimes we do prep not while the cameras are running. It's rare. Obviously, we're in combat now because Scary cast Fireball. Before we do initiative, everyone who's near Scary, it's within 150 feet, so I assume that's basically that.
150 feet?
Yeah, that's the house.
Fireball's 150 feet?
Well, no, sorry, the range for hitting somebody is 150 feet. The blast damage is not 150 feet.
Okay. Sorry.
I misunderstood. No. She cast it from, 3 feet or whatever.
I was the only one in front of the door.
The radius is 20 feet.
Now, is this like GoldenEye rockets or is this like the new Counter-Strike 2 where the smoke doesn't go through walls and stuff? Because GoldenEye 20 feet would be like around.
What the fuck are you asking?
I completely understand what you're saying. Yes. In GoldenEye, if you were hiding behind the smallest solid object, there would be no blast damage you would take from anything that happened on the other side of that wall. Right. Whereas in Counter-Strike, you can get hurt by splash damage from walls. The fire spreads around corners. It ignites flammable objects.
Oh, there you go.
So it will spread around corners.
Which way was Scary facing?
The door.
I was facing the red vines, and I was covering them up with my body.
I was standing in front of the door, and Scary was looking at me. Nobody else had come to the door, so she's throwing the fireball at me.
Yes.
If Scary doesn't get hit, you wouldn't get hit because your folks were behind her.
Unless Scary cast it backwards at us.
I feel like Scary will get hit. I don't feel like Scary was 20 feet away from you when she did this.
No.
So what I'm going to do is, first, Matt, you're going to roll a dexterity saving throw.
14.
Yeah, so you save.
Okay,
so you are going to take 5d6.
5d6?
5d6 damage. The blast is going to hit Scary as well, so Scary, go ahead and give me a dexterity saving throw.
23.
Ooh, okay. Damn. So both of you are going to take 5d6 fireball damage. The fire is going to blow back against the walls. Backdraft, if one might. I'm going to roll...
No, that's not a backdraft.
I know it's not. I'm going to roll constitution for the walls to see if they get... Ooh, the walls got a 2. So the walls are going to explode outward as well. Flaming bits of drywall.
Everywhere.
Flaming asbestos and drywall.
Will popcorn ceilings?
Oh, I mean, it's got shag carpet in a den with a lazy boy. I feel like popcorn ceilings is a
good... I didn't realize shag carpet. You picked the most flammable possible setup for this thing. Taylor and Normal, you're both behind walls. Debris is coming at you, so you're also going to give me some dexterity saving
throws. Mamma mia.
But you will take reduced damage even if you
do. Where are we?
The living room, right? Trying to...
I feel like you had
behind Scary, right? Yeah. Running to Scary,
Scary absorbs all my damage.
Okay, so you're behind Scary then, in which case, you're close enough to get hit as well.
I figured the conflict was in the living room, and then there's a little entryway for the door. Yes. We were in the entryway.
Yeah. That makes sense. We're still in the living room.
I got a 16.
12 plus 4, 16.
Okay, so everybody is going to take 5d6 damage because you all saved. The house is now also on fire. The fire is spreading across the shag carpet. You hear a scream from upstairs, which is your mother.
Mom! Where's Hermie?
Oh, yeah. Hermie should save. Hermie save. Hermie save. Save 16. He's fine. He takes 20 damage as
Hermie's
well.
Like, you guys only remember me when...
it's time to get hit.
Yeah.
Take damage. I took 16.
21. God.
I got 22.
15.
Now we are going to roll initiative.
Scary, you did the most damage to yourself.
That's how anger
I'm telling
works.
You something.
How thematic.
I wonder if that's thematically relevant.
I got a 14 initiative.
Initiative.
I got an 11.
21.
Taylor, 12 plus 1, 13 initiative.
13. I will roll for Hermie, the unworthy. Got an 8. So he's going to be going last. And I will roll for Mama Oak Garcia Swallows.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Mama Wait, Oak's you, in the battle.
Who came to the rescue of the dads in season one with, like, the guns?
That was Mercedes and Carol.
Carol was the one who brought the guns.
No, I do feel like Lark probably has a bunch of guns John Wick stashed around this house. Yeah. And she probably knows where they are.
Damn.
And like John Wick, he's 60 and super slow and doesn't look good when he's shooting.
Oh, the paint I sprinkled from that has fucking sprung.
Matt loved John Wick.
Matt loves the John Wick universe so much. We keep telling him he can't talk about
spin,
it on the podcast.
Spin, shoot, shoot.
The JWCU. Like
they can't hit you.
The JWCU. Wow, I attended that university.
Okay, so Normal, it is your turn. You go first.
I've been wanting to do this for fucking 5 episodes in a row. If I'm going to do it, no one can stop me. Normal cast banishment on Scary.
Okay.
Doesn't this last like 1 second?
It lasts 1 minute, just like me.
Okay.
When I'm concentrating, wow. Just like the spell.
You last 1 minute when you're concentrating.
Roughly a 3-pump jump.
Aw.
You attempt to summon one creature you can see within range of another plane of existence, just like I do when I'm having sex. This creature, they must succeed on a charisma saving throw or be banished, just like me after I come too soon. Jesus. If your target is native to the plane of existence, you banish the hard to a harmless demiplane. So she has to make a charisma saving throw.
All right, go ahead, do that.
Come on.
And what do I have to be?
A 14.
Ooh, 15.
Normal goes, get out of here, Scary! And I do like a Hadouken to banish you to another realm, and then I guess it just ripples ineffectually.
Oh, banish me? You want me to go?
Yeah, I want you to go! Oh. You suck! You're blowing my house up! How many houses are you gonna fuck up?
Oh, wow. Well, I don't know. This house is on fire, so I might just, you know, go outside, hang out with my pal.
So it is your mom's turn. Your mom...
Mom!
Your mom is going to...
my friend blew up the house!
Call for mommy, yeah.
I will!
Your mommy is going to grab a fire extinguisher and try to attack the flames with them. And she's going, oh, my sweet baby boy, get away from the... Stop it up her wall if he gets... Oh, God, she got a 9. So,
sorry, somebody left a candle on.
So Mama Oak Garcia Swallows is going to attack the fire a little bit and do a bit of damage, but it is still going to keep spreading around her. It spreads into the kitchen now. And you can hear from outside, the law enforcement agents go,
hey, what's going on? We see fire. What's going on, guys?
Call it fire. Come on. What do you mean? Come on. Do something about it.
We should, but didn't Link kill a bunch of firemen?
Oh, shit.
Shit. I think Link just is staring, thousand-yard stare.
The law enforcement hears you talking about fire department. They went,
oh, right, fire department. Okay, we're calling the fire department. They're coming. They're on their way.
Thanks to Freddy, canonically, he's established that they are the worst fire department in the entire city. If you remember, because I wanted the fire department to come, and Freddy was like, oh, they take 20 minutes
Listen,
or something.
What Dungeons and Daddies takes away in the form of a player saying something about the fire department, it gives in the form of your DM telling you that red vines is equivalent to a long rest.
Yeah. But Scary's definitely holding on to the red vines right now. So Mama's turn ends. And Scary, you notice you feel a power coming into you from outside. Oh. And as long as you are connected to Willy, which you currently are, he is going to basically turn you into a sort of legendary monster in terms of you will be able to take a legendary action, additional legendary action on your turn after somebody else's turn. And you get 1 legendary resistance for the whole fight.
Well, that's nice.
So, yeah, you can take 2 turns during this entire go. And guys, you get to choose when you do it. Oh, also, on your extra turn, you can do anything below a 5th level spell.
Matt, well, don't worry. Beth doesn't know how to play D&D.
I know. Yeah. Freddy, that really hurt my feelings.
I don't think it did.
That really
I don't
hurt.
Think it did. La, 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 la. I got my fingers in my ears. I don't think it did.
Well, why don't you just use your little earplugs that you bring with everyone?
Oh!
Your medicinal earplugs.
Oh. Taylor, roll Constitution saving throw.
Taylor's god me to roll the 17 plus 3, 20.
Okay, Taylor could handle what Freddy could not. Matt, it is your turn.
Dude, I know this is serious because I'm looking over Matt's shoulder right now across the room, and he's got the fucking D&D spells up, and that right thumb is a-scrolling. You know what I'm saying, Will? You know what I'm saying, dog? He's hunting for some spells, dog. He's like a fucking wizard in a tower leafing through some codexes right now, my dude.
Fucking Gandalf right into that library.
Bro, Gandalf's in that library. The camera's moving all weird and Dutch and shit as he like reads books hella hard.
And just like Gandalf, I'm going to stare at Scary and say, I hold my turn.
Oh!
Okay.
When did he do that?
I think Gandalf did nothing but hold his turn in those fucking movies. Yeah. BRB, I got to go to the library. BRB, I got to fall down this fucking
BRB,
volcano.
I'm in a big tower now.
Yeah. Now it is Taylor's turn.
Taylor takes one look at his dad's severed legs and thinks that, like, Scary killed his dad. He's going all out. I think he's going to cast Zephyr Strike and attack Scary from behind.
Okay.
Is he going to say Zephyr Strike all fun like he normally does?
Dude, no. Dude, no. That's how you know it's real, dude.
You had one good conversation with your dad, so now you care.
Yeah. Yeah. Listen, Taylor's got allegiances, you know?
Mm-hmm.
If Taylor moves like the wind, until the spell ends, my movement doesn't provoke opportunity attacks. I give myself advantage on one attack roll on your turn once before the spell ends. Deals an extra 1d8, which I assume I can just do that right now, right? It's essentially a bonus action.
I don't see why you wouldn't.
Okay, so I'm going to Zephyr Strike, and then I'm going to Short Sword Scary.
Okay.
I get a 13 plus 4, 17.
That will beat Scary's AC.
And then 3 plus 3, 6. For okay. And then also for Zephyr Strike, I get a 1d8 addition, so that's another 5. So 11 damage to Scary.
Okay.
Like, Scary, what the fuck?
Wow.
And I swing the sword down like super hard and I'm like clasping it and I'm like, and like fucking cool metal music.
Shit, playing. It's like when Naruto fought Sasuke, dude. Right? Yeah, that's a dude. Thing? Is that one? Did I get that right?
I'm gonna let Never. You stew in it.
All right, Scary, it's your turn.
Oh, Taylor, that really hurt. Oh, man. Like, you wouldn't believe how much this hurt.
Don't
oh.
care.
Oh, I wish you could feel it. I
Guys,
wish you
we're
could feel
gang
it.
Up on
I
her.
Cast Vampiric Touch.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Dungeons & Dice is brought to you this week by Rocket Money. It's time to take off into the stratosphere. That graph of your net worth is going to the moon, baby. Because you know what the easiest way to do that? By canceling all the freaking subscriptions you forgot about. Or like ones that you paid for twice. Didn't even realize it.
Or the other two subscriptions you didn't even know were there.
That's right. Nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about. Before I started using Rocket Money, I was like, I got a lean subscription pack. I'm not overpaying for stuff. And I took one look and I was like, not only am I paying for Funimation doesn't even exist. It's merging. So I'm like,
this is the second Rocket Money ad you've come at Funimation. I'm really upset about this.
I realize I'm playing for Xbox Live. I haven't even turned on my Xbox in like 3 years. Yeah. I was like, what am I even doing? I don't even know if you still need to pay for it. I don't even know how that works.
This is a subscription universe that we're living in between streaming service, fitness apps, delivery service. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on the ones I forget about.
I'm still paying the fee at the cemetery for dead relatives I don't even visit anymore.
Rocket Money, here's what Rocket Money is. It's a personal...
Dig them up, I don't care.
It's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings. You get all of your subscriptions in one place, and if you see something you don't want, Rocket Money can just help you cancel it with a few taps. And they'll even try to negotiate your bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is submit a picture of your bill and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They'll deal with the customer service. They'll call. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when you use all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/daddies. That's rocketmoney.com/daddies. rocketmoney.com/daddies. Dungeons and Days is brought to you this week by Pretty Litter. Springtime vibes are in the air. And when you bring in beautiful flowers that are blooming like I have in my vase in the kitchen, I want to smell those flowers, not my cat poop.
You know what's in the air is springtime flowers and not dust from the litter.
Ooh. Yeah. Wow. Nothing beats Pretty Litter's ability to instantly trap odor. It's ultra absorbent. It's lightweight, low dust. 1 6-pound bag works for up to a month. And the crystals, dog. The crystals change color, and they indicate early signs of potential illness in my gato, like urinary tract infections, kidney issues, a lot of piss stuff.
Yeah. I mean, that would make sense.
On brand. Who's the piss king of podcasts? Yeah. I want to advertise Pretty Litter on there.
And if that wasn't enough, Pretty Litter ships free right to my door. You never run out. And you know, the health monitoring is great. I can just go in, I take one look, and I'm like, you pissing good.
You good at pissing.
Pretty cats deserve pretty litter, and all cats are pretty.
So yeah,
all cats deserve pretty litter.
Pretty litter is amazing. You have to try it. Go to prettylitter.com.
You don't.
Dad.
Your cat tries it.
You don't.
I mean, if you're curious.
The plumbing's out. If your toilet's broken,
yeah.
Play on.
This isn't the 1950s. Whatever you want to do in your own home. Whatever you want to do in your own home as a consenting adult, you're free to do.
You know, in the Kinsey's reports, he said that actually a surprising number of adults pee in their kitty litter. Yeah,
yeah. Go to prettylitter.com/daddies to save 20% on your first order. That's prettylitter.com/daddies to save 20% on your first order. prettylitter.com/daddies. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
The touch of your shadow re-tan can siphon life force from others to heal your wounds. Mm. Make a melee spell attack against a creature within your reach. On a hit, the target takes 3d6 necrotic damage.
It's actually 5d6 because you're higher level.
5d6 necrotic damage, and you regain hit points equal to half the amount of necrotic damage dealt.
I'd like to see you try to hit
25?
Me.
Does that hit? Hey, Freddy, does that hit?
It's like so hard. It's mid-monologue. It's like, what? I see you're trying to cast a spell.
All right, so you're going to take...
What it is? Can I say what it is?
You can always
it's
say
like
what it
is. It's like that thing in... Do you remember Temple of Doom when they like...
Om Nam Shiva.
Yeah, and he's like putting the hand and then the fingers go into their chest.
Yeah.
She's got this like slash across her back and you see it seal up and then you see it open on you. Ooh. Do you know what I mean?
That's fine. That's very cool.
It's right. Temporary. So how much damage does it do?
You were going to take 5d6 necrotic.
Ooh. 16 damage. And sorry, really quick, what is necrotic damage?
It's just for if you're susceptible to certain kinds of damage. It doesn't do anything special on its own.
It's like a gluten allergy.
Yeah, pretty much.
So I get eight hit points back. Wow, I did it right. I'm going to take my extra turn.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm going to cast Blur on myself.
Okay.
Your body becomes blurred.
Literally, you could hear two synapses firing in sync from across the room.
Both of your synapses.
It's like two people piloting one really dumb Jaeger.
Your body becomes the band Blur, shifting and wavering to all who can see you for the duration. Any creature has disadvantage on attack rolls against you.
For a minute.
What is it, concentration or is it? So she can't cast anything else while she's doing it.
She cannot cast another concentration spell.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Right now, you have disadvantage on all attack rolls against her, unless you have true sight. I don't think any of you do.
Can I just say, just friends here in the room, it's just so nice to continually be learning about D&D as we continue to play.
I mean, I think so.
Yeah.
It's nice. It's just like a lifelong pursuit. There's right. one DM.
We're not just players. We're also students. And we're always learning.
Students of the game.
So it is Hermie's turn, unless you would like to take your turn, Link.
And I'll wait to see what Hermie
does. Heal me, Hermie!
Okay. Hermie goes, and he runs up the stairs, and you do not see him.
He just ran?
He just used his full move to sprint up the stairs, because he is panicked seeing all the people that he likes fighting one another. He says that. He goes, I'm panicked. All you guys are fighting one another, and I like you all.
You like me a lot?
I like most of you. He runs up. He runs upstairs and out of the scene for now. Normal roll perception.
I got a 14.
Okay. You can see that after Hermie ran up the stairs, there's something on the stairs behind him. A small thing, like the size of a credit card. So that is the end of the initiative order. If you want to go, Matt, now would be the time or you lose the turn.
Yes, I will go. Link is obviously slightly burning because the fireball hit him. He's not bloodied yet, though, so he's okay.
Has all the clothes burned off of Link?
No. Most of them, though. Whatever looks cool, that's what's happening.
Okay.
He looks at everything that's happened so far, and he's going to move past Scary towards you, Taylor.
Okay, then you're going to take an opportunity attack.
Okay, well, she can attack me then. Okay. On the way, before I cross her, though, I just look at Scary, and I say, you're going to have to kill me. I'm not going to hurt you. And I do lay on hands on Scary
wow.
To heal however much she has left.
Cool. So how much do you have left?
I have 40 lay on hands.
Oh, wow. Okay. So yeah, you're back up to full health. Scary.
And then how much I have left, because I'll use that on Taylor later.
You are minus 33, I think.
I look at Taylor. I go, don't worry. I got a little something extra for you, too.
Link, what are you doing? Link, what are you doing?
So she can attack me, but I say, yeah, I say, you're going to have to kill me, but I'm not going to.
So you heal her first, and then you walk past her.
Matt, watch the Passion of the Christ.
Does Mrs. Swallows Oak Garcia have any, like, neat knickknacks, trinkets, like, you know, like this pottery shelf or anything like that?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Like, what does she have?
I think she's got icons of every single religion. Okay. I think she's got
New ones.
Yeah, even the new ones. She's got like something she got off Etsy, which is like a donkey and an elephant like holding hands, like arms around each other's shoulders. Like, we can't coexist. She's probably also got a lot of cat stuff.
She's got a sign that says coexist and a hand's coming out, and then another sign that says we can't coexist, and those two things are shaking hands.
That's so fucking good. That's so fucking good.
Yeah. Why can't those two sides come together?
She got that. That one is as big as a sword, and it's on the wall.
Fuck, that's so good, dude.
The family crest.
I think, like, if there's...
We need to make that merch.
That's so insane.
I think if there's, like, religious iconography, Scary grabs, like, a statue that's for, like, Scientology 2, and maybe maybe it's, like, a volcano, but it's, like, more people this time.
Yeah.
And
it's Tom Cruise jumping the volcano in a motorcycle.
Oh, thanks, Link. By the way, we can't coexist. And she hits him with, I'm just going to do a, like, a melee attack.
Yep.
Whoa.
Okay.
Oh, fuck. A natural 2024.
Good. All right. Well, you only did it was
that's
an unarmed.
A crit, though, right?
It is a crit, so it's going to be double the normal damage, but your normal damage with this is going to be like a 3.
3 and 6.
Okay. So you take 9 damage, Link, as the hot, hot, hot tip of the volcano, specifically the little Xenu coming out of it.
Aww.
That like really drags
so,
a scratch.
So chibi.
It's so chibi. It scratches a scratch against your cheek.
It's actually Z2.
Oh, like, yeah.
It's like X2.
It's like X2.
Coaster.
Yeah. Mutants United.
Yeah.
I go, oh, Scott. Nope. I told myself I'm not going to go down to your level, Scary. Now really, I'm like tearing up. It's like, these aren't from sad. These are from you hit my nose.
And also the tears get into the cut and they make them sting.
It extra hurts.
All right. It is Normal's turn again.
Normal, moved by this beautiful display from his one-time best friend, Link.
The coexist mark has embedded on my cheek. When you release it, you see it.
No, it's a volcano, man.
It just says co.
I am going to do two things. One, I'm going to cast Healing Word on Link.
Okay.
Which is, so this is a bonus action, which is what's nice about healing.
How long does it take to cast? It's like just one bonus action?
Yeah, it casts instantly, just like me.
Perfect.
When I'm prematurely ejaculating. And
perfect.
Well, are you okay? Anything you want to talk about the group? We can talk after.
All right, so Link heals for 15.
Ooh.
I'm going to cast Death Ward on Link. You touch a creature and grant it a measure of protection from death. The first time the target would drop to 0 hit points, this target instead drops to 1 hit point and the spell ends.
Ooh.
So I grab Link, I'm like, I get you, dude. I got your back.
I did not.
Now it is Mrs. Oak Garcia Swallows' turn. She's going to see that the fire is raging out of control. I guess she's going to try to kick open the back door of the house. She succeeds. There are a bunch of, you know, ATF agents and FBI guys there. A bunch of people with guns.
Just using her grill and shit.
Yeah. Yeah, they're just chilling. They're going down the slide. And she's going to try to persuade them.
Just that scene from Taken when they're just grilling and talking about how much he loves his daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, she's going to try to persuade them.
I would
to
hate
let her
if
out.
She were taken.
Ooh, she literally rolled a 14 to persuade them, and they rolled a 15 to not be persuaded. So they're going to be like,
get back inside, get on the ground, get back inside, get on the ground.
And she's like, I don't, like, there's a fire going on. You can see it. Just like, get back inside, get on the ground. And she goes, I'm having a real hard time giving you guys the benefit of the doubt. Now it is.
But I will.
But I will.
I will.
I'm doing it.
I will.
So she gets on her belly and then moves backwards. She gets inside and gets on the ground. It is Link's turn.
I look at Taylor. And I act like I'm going to do lay on hands. I said I wouldn't kill you or hurt you, but doesn't mean I can't grab you. I'm going to try to grapple. I'm scary.
Okay. It feels like an opposed.
It's because I have grappling pin. So I can use your action to try to pin a creature by making another grapple check. If you succeed, you and the creature are both restrained until the grapple ends.
Okay. So you are going to make an athletics check and you are going to oppose Scary with acrobatics.
I got a 13.
I got a 10.
Okay, so you're grappled, sounds like.
And I'm like, I wasn't moving. I was going to stay here until I kill you.
Oh, well, now I'm on top of you, so it'll be easier, I guess. I just sit on top of her.
Great. So both you and Scary are now restrained. Taylor, it is your turn.
Now, does her being restrained...
I mean, she cannot move. Her speeds become zero.
But does that cancel out the effect of the blur?
No.
No.
But she's not blurry because she's moving fast. She's blurry because it's like...
But it probably cancels out because
you know, you look at her and you're like,
it probably does cancel out because I think if you're grappled, isn't like disadvantage on evasion?
I'm morally blurry.
A restrained creature's speed becomes zero and it can't benefit from any bonus to its speed. Attack rolls against the creature have advantage and the creature's attack rolls have disadvantage. This creature has a disadvantage on dexterity saving throws. So the advantage and the disadvantage cancel each other out and you can just attack her normally.
So Taylor's going to stumble like, if I know anything about you, you'll have something in here.
And I'm going to rummage through the pockets of Nick.
Just give me a luck roll. Just roll d20.
10.
All right. So the 10, you find one item.
Okay.
Roll again. If it's above 10, it's damage. If it's below 11, it's going to be defensive.
13.
So 13, it is a weapon, which means I'm going to very quickly go to our Patreon submission one. I'm going to pick a random, well, maybe not a random one, one that hopefully is not.
Oh, holy shit. Can I get the Sword of Animus from Bert M?
Well, it's got to be that, yeah.
It was a birthday present for Nick to do.
Yes. Yeah, Nick was going to buy it. Was going to give it to you.
At Hellmall.
Oh, no.
So Freddy has grabbed an item called the Sword of Animus, made by Bert N. Thank you, Bert. And this is the description for the sword. The sword takes the appearance of a wooden bokan slash katana. A strange animated energy surges through the sword. The wielder may use their modern knowledge of anime to unleash this sword's killing potential. The sword transforms into an anime main protagonist weapon or final attack. It deals 4d12 damage is like way too much. So we'll say 2d12. That's fine.
2d12.
The restrictions are the wielder must accurately describe the main protagonist's attack or weapon. The wielder must accurately repeat the main protagonist's catchphrase or attack name. And the wielder must accurately portray the main protagonist's movements and demeanor. Failure to follow these restrictions causes the sword to explode, dealing 1d12 of damage to the wielder.
Ooh.
So every
Does
time
it
you
have
do this.
Like a little bow wrapped around it because he was getting this for Taylor.
It's a little bow and it has one of those gift tags on
Taylor just starts crying.
Great.
Oh no.
Taylor holds it. He holds it like in both of his hands.
So what I'm going to say as well is that every time you use it, the weapon has to turn into a different anime protagonist's weapon.
Oh, that's fun.
That's fair.
So each time you're going to have to still do those things correctly.
Yeah, yeah. Got it.
All right. So you've got that weapon now. Scary.
I think Scary sees Taylor crying and is like, oh, it's so hard to not have a dad, isn't it?
She's nobody's so mean.
Nobody's ever survived. Oh, how are you going to get by?
Taylor can't hear
you. Making this really hard to protect you, Scary.
Oh, is that what you're doing? You're protecting me?
I guess. No. No,
Why?
I'm protecting
Why?
Myself.
Why do you care?
I don't, okay?
Why do you care?
Just do whatever it is you're going to do.
I cast Charm Person on Mrs. Swallows O'Garcia.
Okay.
No. Oh, she's so easy to charm. She trusts everybody.
All I literally had to do was like, hey, get this guy off me.
All right. That's what you're going to say?
Yeah.
Okay, so she's going to make a wisdom saving throw. Okay, she fails. She got a 9. So she turns around, she sees you, you say, get this guy off of me.
Mm-hmm.
She is charmed by you until the spell ends or until your companions do anything harmful to her. But you don't have any companions now, so it's fine. She regards you as a friendly acquaintance, and when the spell ends, she knows she was charmed. So yeah, she turns and she sees the kid who broke her door, spread piss all over her house, and refused to let this girl go, sitting on top of the girl who was seemingly pretty normal. And she goes, again with this? You got to get off that girl. Get off that girl. And her next turn, she's going to do something about that.
Okay.
Now it is either the end of the initiative order or Scary, you could take another turn, or Hermie's going to do something upstairs.
I grab Link's foot and I cast Frostbite. Let's see you make varsity now.
All right. So Frostbite.
You cause numbing frost to form on one creature that you can see within range. The target, oh, I thought it was just one of their limbs. The target, I guess that wouldn't make much sense. The target must make a constitution saving throw. On a failed save, the target takes 1d6 cold damage and has disadvantage on the next weapon attack roll it makes before the end of its next turn.
Okay.
I'm 12th level, so it's 3d6.
Actually. Oh, wow.
Okay, well, my constitution save was a natural one.
All right. So you grab Lincoln Lee Wilson's foot and ice cold vapor sort of begins to swirl around your hand as you angrily grab onto this dude's foot and his entire foot.
Use some espresso beans right now.
His entire foot freezes up. Poorly trying to stay on one foot, he doesn't know what to do. He puts his foot down. It like slips because it's so wet and he falls into the fire.
Oh, God. 16.
Woof. So now neither of you are restrained. Now are you at the top of the initiative again? Normal.
So Link is not grappling you anymore, mm-hmm. right?
Correct. So okay. You're asking about Mom?
Yeah.
Mom was not commanded to do a thing like with command. She just now regards Scary as a friendly acquaintance and wants to protect her.
Oh, shit. Okay. In that case, Normal just glares at Scary and says, you leave my mom out of this. I'm going to cast Calm Emotions.
You attempt to suppress strong emotions in a group of people. Each humanoid in a 20-foot radius sphere centered on a point you choose must make a charisma saving throw. A creature can choose to fail a saving throw if it wishes. You can suppress any effect causing a target to be charmed or frightened.
Okay. What is the save number?
It's a 14, and it would be Normal's mom that makes the save, not
yes,
Scary.
Correct.
So I'm using this to basically turn off Scary's charm.
Oh, so you're not casting it at Scary?
No, I'm casting it at my mom.
At mommy?
Oh, because that would kill Scary.
Okay.
No strong emotion?
Okay, she only rolled a 12, so she does not save. So you do calm her emotions down. What do you say to calm her?
Mom, try to see it both ways. You know, she lit the house on fire. Yeah, just remember, we can coexist with non-coexistence. The paradox of intolerance isn't real.
Her eyes narrow, and she takes her assault rifle from off her back, and she goes, you both make good points.
It's an assault rifle, but it's only loaded with letters to your congressman.
So she's going to say, everybody, stop, both of you stop. She's pointing the gun at Scary and then kind of just vaguely and in the general direction of everybody. And she's like, we got to get out of here. The fucking place is on fire. Let's go. Can any of you talk to the FBI guys outside? The cops or whatever? They won't let us out. We got to go. And they're going to shoot us if we try to leave.
Mom,
oh, no.
I got a thing I want to do. Turn on all the water faucets you can find.
Okay, and she's going to run off and do that in the kitchen, dodging the fire.
Wow,
she's going to roll to avoid
the fire.
Oh no, this house went green. We only wash with sand like birds do.
Okay, so she's going to, every room she's going to enter, she's going to have to roll to save against the fire. She rolled a 3 as she entered the kitchen, so she's going to take a D8 of damage from the fire. She takes
you
4
just
damage.
Set your mom into a flaming kitchen. You're like, turn mom, on go put the faucet.
That you told her to do, go to, yeah.
And turn on some faucets.
Yeah, so like, she turned on a
I
bet
cool
you there's
off.
A hose outside, bro.
Where the cops are trying to shoot her?
I bet you that's where you think women belong, hon. In the kitchen, Norm.
That is Mama's turn. She is on fire and just turned on the faucet.
Come on, fight back.
Am I frozen?
No, just your foot is frozen.
Okay. Scary, I already said I'm not going to fight you.
Why not?
Just go. If you're going to go, go. But you're not going. You're staying here. So clearly you want to go.
No, you got to fight back. I'm bad.
Why are you bad?
I just took your prized possession, your little foot. The thing that's going to take you all the way.
That's fine.
You've got a future.
I don't have, what do you mean? I don't have a future. We're trying to save this future. And the only future I knew was with you three. You're my only friends. You're my friends, so I'm not going to fight you.
Well then I'm just going to have to kill you.
Okay, I don't want to die, Scary, but I'm not going to hurt you. I wish you would just know that there's three people that care for you. Like,
why? No, why?
Because you need a why, Scary. There's no why. You know, you love someone because you love someone. We love you.
No, that's not how it works. If you love somebody, then you can't like, I can't do this. I got to get out of here.
Fine. I'm just going to use my action. I'm not going to grapple and go, okay, look, Scary. I just, you know what? I don't even care. I just needed a friend and I don't know what you're going through, but you know, my dad always said you can't love somebody unless you love yourself. Right. Well, last time I asked him if he loved himself, he doesn't. So I don't know. So like maybe he doesn't love me either. And you seem to know what that's like. And you're my friend. You're dealing with these things. And I'm just here. I don't know. I don't even love myself either. I don't know. But like, I know that more people will die if we can't do this together. And you're the only person like in this group. I mean, you guys are, I mean, look, you can go. I'm not going to stop you. You go if you want to go. I'm done. And I just sit down.
Okay. Okay, okay, I'm gonna go. I don't want to care anymore.
So that was Link's turn. It is.
I stand back up.
What are you nuts?
Wait,
and I say, if you're gonna go, fine. Just and I just go out for a hug. I hug Scary. Whatever. I don't know what you're gonna.
You go for a hug. I guess it's up to Scary if she wants to take the hug or not.
Just like real life, dude.
She takes the hug.
What does everybody see on Scary's face as she gets hugged? Does she, like, return the hug, or does she just sit there with her arms by her sides and gets hugged?
I slowly pull out a katana.
You see the face of someone grappled again.
She lets herself be hugged, and then she...
Ah. Oh, no.
And then she casts Eldritch Blast on Link.
Dungeons & Dice is brought to you this week by MeUndies. Yarr! They're driving me nuts.
Steal your booty. Oh, wow. We're pirates.
All right, hey, speaking of things coming out of our pants, MeUndies is finally unveiling the contoured pouch and ball caddy, a micromodal sling that keeps things separated and lifted.
And equal.
I hate it when my testicles merge into one.
Listen, it just makes sense. We need a compartment for the dangly bits. The fact that on an engineering standpoint, MeUndies was brave enough. Yeah, I'll say it.
Brave
enough to sew in a big old pouch to keep things all...
Yeah, imagine if the only bras that were around were sports bras. No, that's what boxers are.
That's what boxers
but
are.
But finally, they've given us...
Beth?
I have issues with this.
But finally, we got underwear that just holds them in its own little compartment.
Beth, would you like to lodge a complaint?
If we only wore sports bras, that would actually be incredible, I think. You know, I would much rather wear a sports bra than a regular bra. But maybe I'm completely wrong.
I have no opinion on the bras.
MeUndies going to develop a ball caddy with an underwire. That's what I want to know.
MeUndies
that's haunting.
Well, listen, you don't have to. By the way, MeUndies, listen, they got the all-black classics, fun, expressive prints. MeUndies,
you don't have to wear them.
Sizes, XS to extra small to 4XL, flattering cuts for everybody, but... They also do, speaking of butts, versatile loungewear. They got lounge collection. They got joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. I got a little like a bedroom like
hoodie is like underwear for your head.
Yes. MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, comfy, and it's ideal for all day wear. They use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers. If you're not happy with your first pair of MeUndies, it's on them. Good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/dungeons. That's MeUndies.com/dungeons for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. Dungeons and Dice is brought to you this week by Blue Nile. There's many reasons to gift jewelry to a loved one.
Name one.
Apologies.
Okay. What else? What else?
Did I say that too quickly? Was that too quick?
Bribery. But here's what it comes down to. What's more exciting than seeing the look on their face when you pull out? Let me finish the sentence. That unmistakable little box.
Close one.
Close one. Here's the jewelry.
If you're buying jewelry, there's no better place to do it than BlueNile.com.
This is our almost bracelet when we almost got pregnant. Here you go.
Blue Nile offers thousands of independently graded diamonds and fine jewelry at prices significantly below a traditional retailer. When you're looking to give the best gift of all time, Blue Nile is the place to go with some of the highest quality standards in the industry. They also offer peace of mind with every purchase, 30-day returns, and a diamond price match guarantee. They also have experts on hand day and night via phone or chat.
Experts on hand, like, can't you get pregnant the first time? How many days after a period? Is it okay?
Free diamonds can still get you pregnant.
Great questions that you should ask.
Yeah, please ask.
Day or night. Matt, well, tell me about your experience with jewelry.
Well, what's crazy is just last week, me and Anthony got a cup of coffee like we always do. We just like to talk at post-shop, post-talk, little talk shop. And I was like,
yes, that's what we do.
I was like, Anthony, you know what I was thinking about today? And he's like, how great of a service Blue Nile is. I was like, yes. Why don't you tell me the latest jewelry you just got?
I got a diamond ring for my beautiful spouse from Blue Nile, and it was good diamond.
Good diamond.
It was good diamond. They graded it good. I called them up and I said,
"Is this good?"
We
did not invite you. I called you right before we went out. Mm-hmm. I said, "Hey, me and Heather are getting a cup of coffee, talk shop like we always do."
Diamond dogs.
You said you couldn't come to our coffee because you're on Blue Nile ordering a beautiful. What were you ordering?
That's right. I was shopping on BlueNile.com. I got a lot of great jewelry, and more importantly, a great deal on that jewelry.
There you go.
Which is just as valuable.
Even more so.
Go to BlueNile.com to find the perfect piece today. That's BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
Man, this girl fucked up.
Okay.
A beam of crackling energy streaks towards a creature within range. Make the ranged spell attack against the target. On a hit, the target takes 1d10 force damage. The spell creates more than one beam when you reach higher levels. So 3 beams, just like Will. When he comes.
That's right. 3 beams.
Okay, I will say, it's a ranged spell attack, and he's right next to you, so you have to roll with disadvantage.
Okay, that's an 8.
Plus 6, which is 14. What's your AC?
I'm 13.
Okay, so it still hits you, so you're going to take 3d10 damage.
Each beam is 1d10?
Yeah.
I take 21.
What's it going to take for this kid?
I ain't near no bell.
which means I am in death save.
All right, no, because you've my spell.
Right, so you're down to 1 HP.
You're down to 1 HP.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I hang on and I say...
Are you still hugging her?
Yeah, I'm still hugging her. You're still
hugging her. Yeah, boy, three beams come through your body, dude.
And I go, scary. Yeah,
they punch holes through your body and you're still standing. They just scare you up.
I don't know if I'm hugging you because I still care or just because my body hurts so bad that I can't move anymore. Just we can help you. We can talk to Willie. I don't...
You can't help me. You can't.
Okay. You can help me. I just pass out. I'm still holding on, but I pass out at 1.
Link? Oh, no. Link? Oh, yeah, you guys are going to be next if you don't let me out of here.
All right, Taylor, it is your turn next.
Normal, where's Normal? What is he doing? I just sent my mom to go get lit on fire.
He sent your mom into the flames.
I'm watching my mom get lit on fire, and then I look, and I see Link and Scary, and I look at Taylor. I see Taylor next to the bisected legs of his dad, and I see what's going on. I see Scary about to crack, and I look at Taylor, and I gesture to hug. I'm like, you gotta get in there. I point at Scary. I'm like, go like that. You gotta join the hug.
Okay.
I will when it's my turn, but you guys should hug.
Taylor is going to... God, that's a tough one. I don't know if Taylor would.
Emotionally fraught fight.
Taylor, just a big blubbering mess, just snot running down his nose.
I did that. I killed your dad.
Oh, okay. Here's what Taylor's going to do. His action is going to be to cut off his samurai topknot with the sword.
Wow, no more honor.
No more honor.
I didn't know you had a topknot.
It was under the pork pie hat the whole time.
No, Matt. It's like very, very, very small.
It's very small.
It's not like a cool topknot. It's just like
right as this battle was starting, you tied it up.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, time to become a samurai. And then 1 minute later, you're like,
I'm going to hold my turn. I guess I'm not holding my turn. I'm doing a thing, sort of, right? But
We'll see. That's just flavor. That's
I was just going to ask what anime sword you were cutting your topknot with.
Oh, no, this is Ashitaka cutting off his topknot.
That's the little Tonto or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
And by the way, for those of you who've seen Prisma, okay, could go either way. You drop me to this, Scary.
It is Scary's turn now.
A man.
Wait, wasn't her turn striking me with Elder's Blast?
That was her special turn that she gets from swinging around to Maddie. This is Scary's vanilla turn. This is Scary's missionary turn.
Aw.
Unlike how Will does it.
Someday I'll last long enough to get into missionary.
I'm going to go try to get the thing that Hermy left. I guess I'll just roll perception.
Sure.
15.
All right, so with the 15, you can see that it is just an ID badge of some sort.
I pick it up.
If you do that, you're going to have to walk past 2 people and take 2 opportunity attacks.
Totally fine.
Okay. Normal and Taylor, you may make basic melee attack against her while she is walking past
you. Can I make a hug of opportunity?
Sure, why not?
Is Link still hugging her or is Link falling over?
Yeah, I've held on.
He fell over. He passed out.
No, I... Yeah. I
oh, okay. You're like around her
my
feet.
My arms
like,
are locked. Like a
backpack?
Like a preppy sweater.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm dragging Link.
Yeah.
Normal runs in and hugs Scary and hangs on to Link and says, Scary, you are enough just as you are. I got 20.
Okay, great. So, Taylor, it is your turn for an opportunity attack.
Scary. This is... I'm going to try and trip Scary.
It's just going to be a normal opportunity attack.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right.
A real anime star would just cut her in two, even though his 2 friends were on it. It just cut all 3 of us in half.
Oh, here's what... No.
Scary says a real anime star.
Sorry.
I wish I knew more animes, but like, what anime does somebody just like hug instead of fight?
The Endemon, okay, he does that. Oh, okay. Remember, he takes the stab and he's like, the world's ending around. So cool.
Oh, also the end of Lone Wolf and Cub.
Yeah. But in this anime, Taylor, he's going to see Scary. He's going to see the body of his dad and the gift that his dad got him. And through teary eyes, he's going to say, okay. And then just punch Scary in the stomach.
Okay. Give me an attack roll.
By the way, with this katana, okay, of course, being One Punch Man's fucking catchphrase.
Great. That's fun. So it turns the katana in momentarily just into a fist.
Big fist. 4+4, 8.
You end up hitting Link on the back of the head with your big old fist.
Blurry because of tears.
Does it take 1D?
No, you don't take any damage. I'm just joking around.
Now you're in death.
Yeah. So you rolled the thing. You saw the ID. You still have an action. And you did your move.
So I cast Deafness. You can blind or deafen a foe. Choose 1 creature that you can see within range to make a constitution saving throw. If you cast it 3rd level or higher, you can target 1 additional creature for each slot level above 2nd.
So you can target everybody, basically.
I'm going to target everybody and cast Deafness.
All right, so all of you make constitution saving throws, please. You're trying to beat a 13.
4+3, 7.
5 plus 0, 5.
Ooh, a 4.
All right, all of you are stricken deaf immediately.
What?
Yep, so for a minute, for 60 rounds, you are...
Anthony, what are we supposed to do?
Okay. This will never get old. And then I put on the sleeping cap.
All right, so we go into your mind. You fall instantly asleep, and Willie is there with you. He's like, what's going on?
Hey, yeah, sorry. I just wanted to ask you, if we don't do this, like, if we don't, like, defeat the Doodler or whatever... Like, I don't know, some people just live normal lives here and stuff like that, and they're chill and everything. Like, do you think that we could just, like, what if I don't do it?
I'm going to have him roll perception, because he's not generally one who cares about other people's feelings, but I'm going to roll perception to see if you can tell that something's, like, different with you. All right, so you got a 15. So he goes, are you okay? What's going, what, why?
I just, am I enough?
Oh, boy. Enough. I mean, once you break the other anchors, you will be. Right now, you're not. You're sort of incomplete, you know? We're all works in progress, right? And your work is to finish breaking these anchors. Once you do that, then you'll be enough. You'll be whole.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too. I was thinking that.
Yeah, good. So, yeah, get back to it.
Well, I was just... I know, like, we're in our, like... You know, like my mind and stuff like that. But I was just like wondering if I could like have a hug.
From who?
Yeah, I was just from you. You know, like I.
Oh shit, that's funny. Okay, so yeah, we're friends again now. That's good. I flew a little off the handle there earlier, but like we're tight again. That's great. Yeah, you can wake up now, and you wake up.
So during this time, can Taylor have made a move?
Yeah, sure.
Taylor is going to see that Scary's decided to put on the cap. Rookie mistake.
And Taylor's gonna mistake to intentionally fall asleep during a fight.
It is. Taylor's going to get around, excuse me, Link. And then Taylor's going to get behind, well, Link is low. So Taylor's going to get up high and get Scary, who cannot defend against this.
She is
asleep and standing.
Right. So I'm going to say that again with the blur, they'll cancel each other out. So you get a normal attack, no advantage or disadvantage.
I want to just get her into a rear naked choke and using the crook of my elbow, block the blood flow to her to a carotid artery and sleeper hold Scary.
That's an attack roll?
That's about as close of an attack roll.
Since I still have one. So I'm going to, in my delirium, I sense that as a reaction, I'm going to do protection on Scary. I'm going to go, don't. And I'm going to cast protection, which means impose a disadvantage on attack roll.
Why would you do that?
Why would I stop you from killing Scary?
That's not, doesn't killers knocks her out. You just got to regulate the blood flow of the brain. As long as I don't do it for 4 to 6 minutes.
You can do what you want. Link's been very clear on what he's doing this time. It's consistent.
Rear naked choke.
I feel like you hear Taylor just say rear naked choke and go for it.
Don't.
And then you just cast that protection spell.
We don't know what's happening in there. She could be having a breakthrough.
Go ahead and roll.
Not if I have anything to do with it.
All right, go ahead and roll an attack.
But that ain't going to fucking work. That's a natural 1 plus 4, 5.
Ooh, woof. So what's a funny thing to happen for a natural one?
He just winds up hugging her.
Yeah, you're all hugging her now. That's great.
So she
everyone is now hugging her.
You're hugging her, too.
You tripped. Oh, no, you know what it is? I get her into, like, a hug, but, like, clearly, like, I just don't know what a proper rear naked choke is. I've only seen it in, like, poorly drawn or, like, whatever.
So self-defense manuals.
In, like, self-defense manuals. Yeah, the military self-defense manuals, which only have, like, two pictures, and it's just, like, two guys. So... What it looks like, what I think I am, is I think I'm doing it and it's working, but it is just a rear naked hug.
So it's an awkward behind the back hug.
Yes, that's exactly what it is. But I think it's working. I'm like, all right, just got to hold this and then she'll be out like a light.
Great. Scary, you wake up to find all three people hugging you. One of them seems to be passed out. One of them seems to be grunting with some amount of effort. And one of them
smells really bad.
One of them smells horrible.
Scary's like, I can't breathe. I can't breathe.
It's working. It's working.
Wait, did we go all the way back up to normal? I feel like we just...
Did you do Hermy? And also Mrs. Oak got lit on fire on her last turn.
Right. Yeah, okay. So somehow it became Taylor's turn again. How did that happen?
You said it was Taylor's turn.
All right. That's my bad. Just for
well,
this...
Well, Taylor held
it. He just came in.
But yeah, that's what... You held your action. That's what it was. Okay, thank you. I remember now. Okay, so now it is Normal's turn.
Okay, seeing what's going on, I'm going to cast Mass Healing Word.
Mass Healing Word. I haven't been in one of those in a while.
The word is the Lord.
So that is 1d4 plus 8. So everyone is going to get 10 HP back.
Bellissima.
And I say, it's okay. It's going to be okay.
I'm going to use my legendary resistance to
avoid. Oh, no! No, that's so sad! No!
Wow!
Oh, God!
That's
no!
great. Yeah, nothing heals Scary. She okay, just looks at you with...
10.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody else can take the 10. It. That's fun.
And my mom as well.
Yes, your mom as well.
I also, as a bonus action, I say, Mom, forget the water! I don't have enough spells!
And she goes, okay, I love you, honey!
I love you, too!
So it is your mom's turn. She's going to spend her turn stopping, dropping, and rolling. She rolls around and she manages to extinguish the flames, but it takes her whole turn. Stopping is an action, dropping is a movement, and rolling is a bonus action.
No!
So I got 10. Scary, did you just talk to Willie?
I mean, what do you care?
I mean, I just asked. I mean, I there's, look around. I mean, I care about everything.
Yes, I talked to him.
Now.
I talked to him.
Okay, well, like, what do you want to do?
I don't know. I just want to stay here.
That's okay. You can stay here.
Yeah, that's cool.
The house is
on fire.
Well, I mean, we should probably put the fire out, but like, you can stay. Like, we want to. We just, dude, that guy sucks. He's mean. Like, you read the book. He's a piece of shit. Like,
who cares? He's a piece of shit. But I'm nothing.
No, you're not. We love you, okay? I don't know how to convince you of that, and I don't know what to say that's going to help, that's going to make it better, but you're a teenage girl, goddammit, you matter!
I mean, maybe you're nothing, but I'm nothing, but you're my friend, and I want to be your friend, so that's something. Like, that can just be something. And we can stop this house from burning down and, you know, have some more Shasta.
Yeah.
And then in this moment, Taylor, hearing the word, you're just a teenage girl, something clicks in his head, he's like, wait! And then Taylor pulls out his phone, speed dials his mom. Hey, Siri, call my mom. All right. Beep, 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 beep.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, Mom, are you still seeing that Willie guy?
Yes.
Well, he sucks. He's been talking to teenage girls in his spare time. Isn't that right, Scary? You're a teenage girl, right?
Not like that.
Yes, but you are a teenage
girl.
Honey,
yes. Honey, I understand. It's always a hard thing when your mom starts dating again.
No, I have no problem with the other side of it. I have a problem with that
he
dude.
He cut your ex-husband in half.
And he killed two people. He's directly responsible for two people. Look at this. I'll FaceTime, Mom.
FaceTime.
What a way to
oh, my God, you're on fire. There's fire. Get out.
Look, no, but look there. Who see that?
What am I looking at? What?
I pointed at the legs body. Of Nick.
Oh, she goes,
oh, something got cut in half by the fire. Oh.
That's Nick. That's my dad.
What? No.
Willie's responsible for it.
Roll persuasion with advantage.
7 + 1, 8.
With advantage?
Yeah, I got 6 and woof. A 7.
So she goes,
I mean,
that's true. It's true. Hey, Mrs. Close, it's true.
Look, guys, the mayor and all the doodlery stuff that's happening has messed with our minds a lot. So I'm sure Willie wouldn't do something like that.
Like talk to teen girls in his spare time?
It sounds like the teen girl just said it was a different thing. So
hold
like,
on, teen girl.
Maybe he told me he's mentoring somebody.
Doesn't sound like mentoring to me. He's doing it asleep.
Honey, get out of the flaming. I love you so much. We'll talk about this more. Get out of that flaming building. I'm coming over.
I look at Scary. I say, that's what this guy does. He manipulates people. Like he manipulated Taylor's mom. That's what's going on. He's just, they build a maze in your mind and just what, and because he knows he's a smart guy. He knows that you don't love yourself and he's stringing you along.
I know he doesn't care. That's why I like him. He doesn't care. Why is it so hard to care? And it's just, I just don't want to care anymore.
Look, you don't have to care about me. If you don't want, we can just hang out. Let's just do this thing.
Yeah, let's just hang out.
Just hang out in this burning
you don't
building.
Have to
just hang out.
Yeah. I mean, we'll put like, the fire out, but...
I don't know. Just like the music you like. It's like always about how adults suck and stuff. So just like, yeah, everything sucks. So, I mean, but that guy sucks too. So like, he doesn't care. But like, if you don't want us to care, we don't have to care either. We can just hang and just do
we
this
can,
thing and get this over with.
We can not care together.
Yeah. And everybody sucks.
And if you want to tap out, if you don't want to be part of all this crate, look, this is all my family's fault, okay? I got to carry that. That this whole fucked up thing happened because of my family. So as far as I'm concerned, if you want out, you can be out and that's okay. You don't have to care. I don't expect that of you, you know? That is 100% you're right. You can do whatever you want. And you not caring about this doesn't make you a bad person, you know? You can just do whatever you want and that's okay. You don't have to do this.
Oh.
For a guy who said he doesn't care, there is a body count. There's two dead bodies here. This guy...
That reminds me. So I'm going to cast Speak with Dead.
Okay.
And I'm going to cast Speak with Dead on the legs in the living room.
Okay.
See if there is someone who's dead.
That's great.
Yeah. So I'm like, hey, is there... Hello?
And you don't hear anything.
Dude, your dad's not dead. He's a demon, man. He got cut in half, but like that dude loses his limbs like nobody's business. He's probably fine. Like, if I can't, he'd be able to, I'd be able to talk to him right now.
Taylor has an anime flashback of the last three episodes when he was just ahead. And he goes,
That's what I put my hand on Taylor, and I'm like, that's what I love about you, man. You and your dad, you're survivors, right? You make it work. We all make it work. We're all just confused, mixed up children in a burning house.
We're just normal men.
We're just normal, innocent teens, goddammit. We're trying our best, and like, I don't know if it's going to be good enough, and I don't know what the right thing to do is, but I'm telling you right now that whatever you want to do, it's okay, and I still love you, Scary.
I don't trust anybody who tells you what to do.
I mean, I wouldn't go that far, depending on if you trust the person. But you get the idea.
I don't have to care.
Yeah.
No, you don't.
So I don't have to care about, like, you guys or anything. And if I don't care, then I'm not gonna lose you.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're right here. It's like, you know. Look, if there's anything we learned from all of this, it's that, like, love's, like, not even probably real or whatever. So just, like...
Yeah.
Yeah, just, I don't know. But we're, like, a band or whatever. Like, just stick... Let's just fix what our stupid parents did, and then we can just move on from that. Just, it's going to be easier with the four of us, and it's better to hang out with you guys and not do anything. So, yeah, we can just come back and then just ignore that dude.
Okay.
Gosh, she's really resistant to this sleeper hold.
I guess I don't care, then. Let's do it.
All right. I was going to say we could go to the next one, but you want to fix your...
Oh, shit, the red vines! I run and I grab and I bite a red vine. I get my spells
back. You get your long rest, yeah.
And I cast control water to send a geyser of water rushing through my house to put the fire out.
Perfect.
Link's like, I'd rather not eat a red vine. It's okay.
Yeah, no thanks.
I would rather die.
No thank you for the red vines.
So yeah, you put out the fire pretty quickly. Now your house is
even
more...
Even the water from the piss toilet, dude?
Yeah.
Especially the water from the piss toilet.
Shit.
No, I clean out the toilet with the water. Like, that's the first thing it does. It goes, and then it comes back out.
That's
and then
fucked,
I do, like,
dude.
A cool, like...
Like, for the water first time, yeah, like, for the first time, it fucking... Your toilet flushes.
It's yeah, like, it's the first ever flush. Your toilet...
Normal's toilet is so clogged, and then it's like... Can you remember in Mad Max when they finally blast through the sand? And, like,
oh,
the little
God.
Flaps opening, and then oxygen comes in?
Yep.
Exactly. Just trying, so is all the fire gone?
Yes, the fire is gone.
Okay. The fire is gone.
Let's go, hey, and when it's all scary, let's just, like, get this done, and then, you know... You like playing soccer? We can just, like, not care about playing soccer. We can just, like, play soccer and just not care about stuff together. That'd be cool.
Oh, no, low-key, I really miss playing soccer, bro.
Yeah. Well, I mean, not really miss it, but I kind of miss it, right?
No, I think about it all the time.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, let's do that then.
Yeah.
Let's get rid of the stupid things so we can play soccer.
The water's out.
Water damage, though.
There's a lot of water. Yeah, the resale of this house is fucking tanked. You see your mom going outside and negotiating with the law enforcement agents.
You hear gunfire.
You don't hear gunfire. They don't shoot her. In the first ever instance of a cop not firing first, they don't shoot her. You have a backyard where one could conceivably play soccer.
Scary. Scary.
What?
Do you need that hat anymore?
Yeah.
May I borrow it? Please, please, please.
I guess I don't care if you do.
Thank you. I'm going to put on the hat.
Okay, you fall asleep.
Willie. I've called forth for you.
And I'm fucking stark raving naked. I got my sword. My hair's blowing in the wind, dude.
So you see from behind, and he like he's used to looking the other direction. He turns around. He's like, what the fuck?
That's right.
Oh,
your
God, cover up your dick.
Nightmare.
I don't want to look at a teen's dick. I'm not that kind of a bad
your
guy.
Your worst
Jesus.
Nightmare, motherfucker. Literally in this case. Well, guess what? I see right through your fucking plans. Get your fucking loins ready, because I'm coming for you. You may not know when. You may not know where. But I'd be on the itch in the back of your mind. That's gonna come and kill you.
Who are you?
That's right. You'll never know. Until he goes, my work here is done. And he blinks out of existence in his world, dude.
And he's just alone in the dreams. He's going like, what the fuck?
So I'm gonna go check on Hermie. Guys, I'll be right back. I gotta go check on Hermie, though. He gets pretty mad if you ignore him. So I run up the stairs. I'm gonna grab the badge off the ground.
Okay. As you grab the badge off the ground and as you open the door to your room, the door to your room is a little bit cracked open.
I open the door.
Okay. As you do that, you look down almost involuntarily at the badge. And the badge says, Chaparral High School, Herman Unworthy. And you look up and you see Hermie with his arms full of your original Teeny the Teen mascot
my
costume.
God.
And he goes... It was nothing personal, normal.
What?
And he dives backward out of your open window.
Oh.
And the intensity of the scam opens a portal to the Goof Realm.
All our days whisked away. even more to say. You know that no one knows us better than ourselves. Used to tell myself it'll be alright. Pretty lies let me sleep at night. I know that no one knows me better than myself. And I know I'll get this right. It's just a matter of time till we make it out alive. We gotta pick ourselves up and say, not today, no, not today. We live for tomorrow, make steel and borrow, break where we can't change. We gotta pick ourselves up and say, not today, no, not today. I don't need your sorrow, come back tomorrow, I'll be on my way.
Dungeons and Daddies is Matt Arnold as Lincoln Lee Wilson, Anthony Birch as our DM, Will Campos as Normal Oak, Bethany as Scary Marlowe, and myself, Freddie Wong, as Taylor Swift. Our theme song is On My Way by Maxson Waller, Brian Fernandez is our content producer, Ashley Nicolette is our community manager, Courtney Terry is our community coordinator, Esther Ellis is our lead editor, Travis Reeves provides additional editing, and Robin Rapp is our transcriber. If you want to know who else is cool? The people who support this podcast on Patreon, people like Kona Goodhart, Ronan O'Malley, Ian Marsh, David Cron, Kevin Cote, Fernando Gonzalez, Sam D, Nacho Lopez, Hannah Clark, Splicer Child, Brady P, Sierra, William Walter, Brandon D, Sparkle Brody 69, nice, Thomas Hefner, Miles, Eric Johnson, Andre Patterson, and Xena Warrior Princess. If you too want to support this podcast directly, you can do it on our Patreon. That's patreon.com/dungeonsanddads. But I want to be clear, what you get is not just the good feelings of supporting an independent group of podcast creators. No. It's more than that. You also get filthy lucre. You get content. You get bonus content. You get videos. You get access to our Discord community where there's tons of fan art. We do things like live listens. There's access to our after show. There's a lot of content. So look, if you're just in it for the good karma, we're there for you. But if you're also there for a little bit of good karma and a lot of bit of good content, there's a lot of that behind our Patreon. Once again, patreon.com/dungeonsanddads. You can go to our website, dungeonsanddads.com, and click on Patreon on the top and see like a big list of all the content you get access to. There's a lot on there. Our Twitter is Dungeons and Dads. Our website is dungeonsanddaddies.com. Our store is store.dungeonsanddaddies.com. Our subreddit is Dungeons and Daddies. And that next episode's coming at you April 25th of year in the U.S. You gotta do taxes. Tax time once again. Again. We gotta pick ourselves up and say, not today, no, not today. We live for tomorrow, make steel and borrow, break where we can't change. We gotta pick ourselves up and say, not today, no, not today. I don't need your sorrow, come back tomorrow, I'll be on my way.
It's a level 4 spell. I already used my level 4 spell slots.
Is there anything more D&D than getting excited to do a cool thing and then reading it and being like, nope, you don't get to do that.